It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Friday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. In a mixed bag of results, some games were postponed due to wet conditions and cold temperatures. Other games did get in. Keep in mind, coaches and athletic directors, if you would, make sure you get those results sent in to Matt at the X Radio or Millie at the X Radio for your spring sports activities. Effingham did play against Oswego in baseball, and it was a 13-2 victory for Oswego as they put up 13 runs on 10 hits, committed one error. Effingham had two runs on four hits, committing two errors in the loss. Wagner and Hayes each picked up a couple of hits. Wagner was 2-for-2 on the day, driving in both runs for Effingham, while Hayes was 2-for-3 in the contest and had a double for the Hearts in the loss by a score of 13-2. Aldemont picked up a big win in baseball action, defeating Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond by a score of 14-4. Aldemont, 14 runs, 10 hits, did commit four errors. Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond, 4 runs, 7 hits. They committed 3 errors. Big day at the plate for Keegan Schultz. He was 4-for-4 with a couple of doubles and 5 RBIs. Cade Melville, just ahead of him in the order, went 2-for-4 with 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. Braden Schnari also picked up a couple of hits and 3 at-bats and had a couple of RBIs for the Indians as they picked up the victory 14-4 in 6 innings over Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. Newton Eagles took on Muskuta in baseball, and it was Muskuta coming away with an 11-0 win in 5 innings. Muskuta had 11 runs on 7 hits, committed an error. Newton with no runs, just 2 hits, committing 4 errors, and Wolf had both the hits for Newton in the loss there. Also in softball action yesterday, it was a big win for Windsor Stu Straws over Flora, 13-1 in 5 innings. 13 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Windsor Stu Straws. Flora had 1 run, 2 hits, committing 4 errors. Freeze was 2-for-3 with a triple. She batted second in the order and did a nice job of getting on base in front of Sam Hayes, who was 2-for-3. Also, Kendra Hayes, 2-for-3 with a double and 4 RBIs. And Washer was 1-for-2 on the day with a triple and 2 RBIs. Sam Hayes pitched all 5 innings, giving up just the 2 hits, striking out 6, walking none, giving up just 1 run. It was unearned in the victory for Windsor Stu Straws in softball action. Taking a look at the schedule today, it includes volleyball action for 8th grader at the 1A state tournament. Sigel St. Michael will take on LaSalle Trinity Catholic. That game gets underway at 5:45 this evening. Sigel St. Michael's 23-2, LaSalle Trinity Catholic 22-0 on the season in the quarterfinal matchup. So best of luck to Sigel St. Michael. If they win, they will play in the first game tomorrow morning at 11 in semifinal play. If they lose, the season comes to a close. But best of luck to Sigel St. Michael in the 8th grade Class 1A state tournament at Kankakee Bishop McNamara in volleyball action. Taking a look at the high school schedule for today in baseball, Marion at Effingham, Aldemont at Sullivan, Newton at Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, Shelbyville at Cumberland, as well as Okaw Valley at Windsor Stu Straws. Those all 4:30 starts today. North Clay will take on St. Joe Ogden at 11:30 and Marissa at 1:30 at the Metro East Kickoff Classic. Meanwhile, Totopolis and Columbia play at the Metro Classic in Edwardsville. That gets underway at 4 o'clock today. Softball action, all of these 4:30 starts. Brownstown St. Elmo at Hillsboro, Shelbyville at Cumberland, Newton at Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, Dietrich at Totopolis, Neoga at Casey Westfield, South Central at Okaw Valley, and Sullivan at Windsor Stu Straws. A reminder about Effingham JFL signups. They are taking place tomorrow, the first opportunity at the Effingham High School gym lobby. Again, sign up available tomorrow for Effingham's JFL from 10 to noon. The first date, the next time to sign up is April 2nd from 5:30 to 7, and then again April 5th from 10 to noon. Again, all of those signups at the Effingham High School lobby for Effingham JFL. Also, reminder that on Sunday, March 30th at Cumberland High School, it's the 32nd annual Boys Central Illinois All-Star Basketball Game featuring senior basketball players from the Lincoln Prairie Conference as well as the National Trail Conference. Three-point contest at 6:05. The tip-off of the game gets underway at 6:30 at Cumberland on Sunday, March the 30th. Taking a look at NCAA tournament action, wins for Houston, Auburn, Tennessee, St. John's, Wisconsin, Texas Tech, Purdue, and Texas A&M. The first upset of the tournament saw McNeese defeat Clemson as the 12 took down the 5. Michigan got a win, as did BYU. Drake defeated Missouri an 11 over a 6 seed, and Arkansas, a 10 seed, defeated Kansas. UCLA, a 7 seed, picked up a win. Creighton got a win over Louisville, and Gonzaga picked up a win over Georgia in 8-9 matchups there. So the schedule for today begins with action as at 11:15. They'll run throughout the day and into the night, and Illinois takes on Xavier. That game tips off at 8:45 this evening. In other basketball news at the NBA level, it was Chicago defeating Sacramento 128-116, and in overtime, Indiana's been finding a way to win a lot of close games. This time, they defeated Brooklyn 105-99 in overtime. Also, it was an overtime win for St. Louis in NHL play as they defeated Vancouver by a score of 4-3. Los Angeles took down Chicago 3-1 as both teams are off until St. Louis plays Chicago. St. Louis will host Chicago on Saturday. Puck will drop there at 2 o'clock. Also, the Cardinals and Cubs were both off yesterday. However, the Cardinals have a split squad doubleheader. They will host Houston at 12:05 and go to take on the New York Mets at 12:10 today in spring training action. And San Diego will take on Chicago at 3:05 this afternoon. That's been a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.